Look unto me and be ye saved, March 4. Salvation. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Heaven's plan of salvation is broad enough to embrace the whole world. God longs to breathe into prostrate humanity the breath of life. And he will not permit any soul to be disappointed who is sincere in his longing for something higher and nobler than anything the world can offer. Constantly he is sending his angels to those who, while surrounded by circumstances the most discouraging, pray in faith for some power higher than themselves to take possession of them, and bring deliverance and peace. In various ways God will reveal himself to them, and will place them in touch with providences that will establish their confidence in the one who has given himself a ransom for all, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. In this life we can only begin to understand the wonderful theme of redemption. The length and the breadth, the depth and height, of redeeming love are but dimly comprehended. The plan of redemption will not be fully understood, even when the ransomed see as they are seen and know as they are known, but through the eternal ages, new truth will continually unfold to the wondering and delighted mind. Though the griefs and pains and temptations of earth are ended, and the cause removed, the people of God will ever have a distinct, intelligent knowledge of what their salvation has cost. Almost but not wholly saved, means to be not almost but wholly lost.